Hey everyone, welcome to Homer's Dope Nuts, a weekly Simpsons podcast where I, the Simpsons guy, and my co-host, El Rey, discuss and review every episode of The Simpsons ever made. We break down the episodes, discuss some of the references, and try to connect our younger listeners with the Simpsons family and how life has changed since the inception of the show over 30 years ago. We hope you enjoy it and provide feedback as we're always looking for ways to improve the show.
Hello all of our faithful listeners, this is El Rey here to tell you about Music House. Music House is a store by musicians for musicians, focused on the day-to-day needs of beginners to professionals alike. Music House helps you bring the music home. Whether you need supplies for band class, strings or sticks for a gig, acoustic treatment for your home studio, or even recording specialties, we are stocked and experienced to help you find a solution. Music House is located in Northwest Corpus Christi off Highway 77. Easy access to South Texas musicians. Follow us at Music House CC on your favorite social media platform or visit us at musichousecc.com for more info. And that's M-U-S-H-A-U-S.
Hi, everybody.
And welcome back for another episode of Homer's Dope Nuts. As always, I am your host, the Simpsons Guy, and I'm joined by El Rey.
Ahoy, hoy, everybody.
You having a good Christmas?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, it was nice. Cool. Great. New Year. Mm-hmm. Nice New Year, yeah. It was fun.
Yeah. Can't complain. Mm-hmm. The weather is pleasant in the morning.
Mm-hmm. It's not too hot in the afternoon.
Not too hot in the afternoon.
Nice, happy medium right now.
Yeah. It's going to get a little colder next week, I guess, but yep. That's okay. It's not going to last very long down here.
Exactly. Enjoy it while you got it.
Yep. Can't complain. Mm-hmm. Other than that, work's been okay.
Yeah, we're in our first actual week back, so not too bad.
No, not too bad at all.
Not too bad, as far as first weeks go.
Could have been worse.
Could have been worse. Yeah. So, yeah.
Could have been better, but Scarlett Johansson doesn't come to my classroom.
That's true. Yeah, so. Oh, what a shame.
I know.
If only.
Mm-hmm.
If only.
All right. I guess that's enough nonsense for today.
Yeah. We're going to get into the episode quickly today, guys.
Yes, we are. Today, our episode is titled Homer the Vigilante, and it first aired January 6th of 1994, and this is the 11th episode in the fifth season.
Yes, our epic fifth season.
Yes. I've been looking at the lineup of the shows coming up.
Oh, we got some bangers coming up.
Yes, there's some really good ones. Whew. Can't wait to get to them.
Yes.
One at a time, though, right?
Yes, one at a time.
So we got to deal with this episode first. And we're going to open up with the traditional chalkboard and couch gags.
We got a good one. The chalkboard gag, at least. Mm-hmm. Marta's writing, I am not authorized to fire substitute teachers. Over and over again.
Yes. We have to. We can appreciate this because we're teachers.
That was a good one.
Mm-hmm. By the way, do you think they still do this to kids?
No. I have not seen that done in a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm. I'm just curious if anybody.
Even when I was a kid, it wasn't really done.
I know they. It was still done when I was a kid, but I don't know about recently.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they would.
You're hurting somebody's feelings.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
I mean, come on. There's people that think that we're not supposed to grade with red ink.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
Remember?
Yes.
Yeah. No. Sorry, it's going to be in red.
I have my trusty red pen besides me.
Ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, then we get to our couch gag, and we have seen this one before. It is a repeat. So we see the family run inside, and then of course, they collide and explode. And the living room is all blacked out, and then you see Maggie's pacifier just fall from the sky, basically.
Yes.
So we good one, but we have seen it.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we actually seen it a couple times already. I'm not sure.
We've seen it at least once.
I don't know. We've seen it at least once. Yeah. But I have a feeling we might have seen it.
Maybe. We might have. We might have.
So we'll get back to y'all on that one.
All right. We're going to open up this episode not watching TV, not at the Springfield Power Plant, not at Springfield Elementary, but everyone's asleep in bed.
Yes.
It's a peaceful night in Springfield.
everyone is snuggled up in their bed, and then we pan outside the house, and we see somebody approaching the house, and he's got a suitcase, right? So he sets the suitcase down, he opens it up, and he gets some tools that are going to help him open the door. But as soon as he looks at the door, at the doorknob under the door, where they're going to try to, I guess, jimmy the lock, yeah. What do we see?
Homer has left his keys in the lock already.
So we know it's Homer's keys because it says Homer
on the keychain. Yes, it does say Homer on it. So he just opens the door then, and as he goes in, we see Santa's little helper, and he's doing his job. He growls at the intruder. He knows someone's there. However, this guy knows what he's doing.
And he's prepared.
Yes, he's prepared, and he starts handing little sausages to Santa's little helper. And the dog just forgets about what's going on and starts to eat them.
Yep. He just grabs them, plops down, and starts to eat them. So then he sneaks upstairs. He goes into Lisa's room first.
Well, before that, Homer.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Homer.
Yes, is wandering Homer, yes. around. And he's kind of like.
Kind of asleep.
Yeah.
Right? He's kind of asleep. And he's running into the intruder. And what does the intruder offer him to distract him?
He puts one of those sausages in front of Homer. And Homer just stops and goes, mmm, in his sleep and starts to eat him. Still asleep, standing up.
Right, I don't know. Homer just sticks them in his mouth and he's chewing on the sausages with his eyes closed.
Yeah,
I'm guessing he's sleep eating.
He's sleep eating. Does not surprise me. Mm-hmm. So then we see the figure going into Lisa's room.
Right, goes up the stairs, and the first room he goes into is Lisa's, and we hear a noise coming out from underneath the blankets. He pulls back the blankets. And we see Lisa is hugging onto her saxophone. And as she breathes out.
Yeah, she's hitting the mouthpiece just right. It's just.
Mm-hmm. Of course. What happens next? The intruder snags away the saxophone. And he replaces the reed, the mouthpiece.
Yeah.
With. What do you call those
things? A little kazoo.
Yeah, little right? kazoos.
Oh, no. I don't know if it's a kazoo.
What's one of those things that unroll?
The party favors. Yeah. I'm sorry.
All right, she sticks it in her mouth, and as she breathes out, we hear, boop,
boop. And right? she doesn't notice. She stays asleep.
Mm-hmm. So next up is Bart's room.
Yes, it's Bart. Yes, same thing with Bart. Bart's under his covers. They pull the covers off of Bart, and he's holding the portable TV underneath his arm. Right, I guess he was watching TV in bed. Mm-hmm. And remember those were a big deal, the portable TV with the antennas and all that?
Yep. My mom bought one of those, but I guess she bought one of the original prototypes because it wasn't just the black and white TV. It also had AM/FM stereo to the side.
That's cool.
Yeah. I
remember having a little handheld one, like an early version of a... LCD screen or something like that. Yeah.
Okay,
and it was like a radio at the end.
Oh, okay.
That. Yeah, it was crazy. Mm-hmm. So the person who's in the house takes the TV away from Bart and replaces it with a thick book. And ironically, the book is called Coping with Loss.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Bart kind of moves around, but he doesn't notice.
No, he just kind of keeps hugging the book, right? Mm-hmm. Then he sneaks into Homer and Marge's room. And Marge is asleep. He walks up to Marge and he plucks the pearl necklace off of her. No.
It makes a popping noise every time a pearl. Yes, because apparently she's been wearing these for so long that they're like embedded into her neck.
Yes. You can even see the impressions on
there. Yes, you can see the little dents in her neck. It's crazy. And so the intruder goes back down the stairs. Santa's little helper and Homer are both asleep on the front hallway the same way.
Yes, they're both. Of course, Santa's little helper is a dog, right? So he's sleeping like a dog.
And so is Homer.
So is Homer. The sun rises in the Simpsons house and Homer is still sleeping on the floor next to Santa's little helper. And then we hear footsteps coming down the stairs and Bart yelling, "Dad, we've been robbed!"
And Lisa's yelling too. She says, "Wake up, Dad, wake up. There was a burglar and he took my saxophone.
To which Homer responds,
woohoo! And Bart jumps in and says, and our portable TV.
Don't!
And Marge says, and my necklace.
And Homer says, eh, that's no big loss.
Terrible.
Yes. Not concerned with his wife's pearls.
And Marge is, she's not having that. Just Homer, that necklace was a priceless Bouvier family heirloom.
And Homer's having none of it. He says, oh, you probably got a whole drawer full of them.
And Marge says, well, yes, I do. But they're all heirlooms, too. And she opens the drawer there in the, I guess by the living room, right? Yeah. And it's like a ball of yarn, but she just pulls some pearls off and puts them back on.
Yes.
Crazy. Huge.
I don't know how they would be priceless heirlooms if you have a freaking...
I don't know. If there's that many of them.
Yeah.
And then Bart is upset and he says, the burglar even took my stamp collection.
And Lisa says, you had a stamp collection? And Homer, Marge, and Lisa are laughing.
Yes, they just start laughing at him. Then the phone rings and Bart answers it and we hear Nelson say, stamp collection, ha ha. And he hangs up the phone.
Yep. Even Nelson had to make fun of Bart for his lame stamp collection.
I mean, when your nerdy sister thinks you're nerdy for having a stamp collection. Mm. There you go.
If anybody out there has a stamp collection, no offense.
Yeah, we're just making jokes, all right? Making jokes.
So Lisa says, Bart's pain is funny, but mine isn't. That saxophone was my one creative outlet. It was the only way I could truly express myself.
And Homer says, shh, quiet, Lisa.
He's not interested at all.
No, he's not. Mm-hmm. And so Bart finds that the burglar has left a calling card, right? A business card. And Marge reads it. She says, you have just been robbed by the Springfield cat burglar. And she says, cute, because the card's themed.
Yes. Like, it has a little cat on
there. It has a little cat on it.
So then Flanders walks in.
Yes.
He says, heidly ho, neighborinos. By the way, did you notice? He didn't even knock.
No, he didn't.
He just walked in like he owned the place.
Yes, he did.
So, very, very bad move on Flanders' part.
I would say power move on Flanders' part, but yeah. And I love Homer's response to him. Can't talk, Rob. Go hell.
He was so distracted, you're going to tell him to go to hell.
No,
just go hell. Flanders says, hey, you folks got robbed too. That burglar took my Shroud of Turin beach towels.
And Bart's like, wow, it's a crime wave.
Of course. By the way, Shroud of Turin beach towels?
Yeah.
Where the hell do you even get those?
I would not know. I'm sure somewhere sells something like that, but who knows. And so we start seeing that other people.
Yeah. We pan around all Springfield, right?
Other people in Springfield are getting robbed too. So we see Skinner, and he's in his house, and he goes, good Lord, my Storm and Norman commemorative plates stolen again. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. By the way, Storm and Norman, this is after the first Gulf War, where Storm and Norman was the general in charge. And after we took care of business right away, they decided to commemorate him by putting him on dinnerware for some reason.
I need to look for some of those, man. Yeah.
I'm surprised they sold a lot of them.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah, they did. So then Lisa says...
Barney.
I'm sorry. We're missing Barney, right? Mm-hmm. Barney wakes up in the middle of his apartment on the floor, completely naked, and the apartment seems to be empty.
Naked as well.
Yeah, naked as well, right? He says, hey, I thought I had more stuff than this. By the way, how disgusting.
I know.
Imagine taking that man's pants and tidy whities off.
I did not want to.
Oh, my God.
Just leave those there, man.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
And so we cut back to Casa de Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
And Lisa's asking Marge, we are insured, aren't we, Mom?
And Marge is like, Homer, tell your child what you bought when I sent you to the town to get some insurance.
And Homer says, curse you, magic beans. And there's a jar there.
Yeah. Marge's like, oh, stop blaming the beans. Didn't he hear that story growing up?
Yeah, maybe he did.
And he thought it was true?
Maybe he misinterpreted it.
He thought it was literal?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. And so Homer decides that he's going to report this to the police. So he calls the police station. And he's talking on the phone. Hello, police. Are you sitting down? Good. I wish to report a robbery.
And Chief Wiggins on the other end, he's like, a robbery. Right. Thanks for the report. And he just hangs up. And he says, that's another one, Lou. 723 Evergreen Terrace. And Lou is putting a pin on the map of Springfield at 723 Evergreen Terrace, which happens to be the Simpsons home, right?
Yes.
So then he says, oh, well, there doesn't seem to be any pattern yet. But if I take this one and I move it over here and I move all of these over here, right? So they're taking the pins off the map and they're rearranging them. And then he says, hello? It almost looks like an arrow. And it is an arrow, right?
Yes. And Lou says, hey, look, Chief. It's pointing right at this police station.
And apparently this scares the hell out of Wiggum because Wiggum says, let's get out of here.
And they all take off.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
They forget they're the cops?
Yeah. Oh, boy. And so we have the, we cut to the news, right? The Springfield Shopper announces the news of the burglary. Okay, and Kent Brockman is on the news. And he says, when cat burglaries start, can mass murders be far behind? This reporter isn't saying that the burglar is an inhuman monster like the Wolfman, but he very well could be. So, Professor, would you say it's time for everyone to panic?
Is this the, is Kent Brockman the original fake news person?
I guess so, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Sounds like it.
Mm-hmm. So, Professor Frink answers, yes, I would, Kent.
Yep. And so they have a press conference. Chief Wiggum is there. And he's talking to the crowd. They have a lot of questions. Says, ladies and gentlemen, please. We have a major break in the case. We recovered the burglar's handkerchief from one of the crime scenes. Now, one sniff of this baby and our tracking dog will be hot on his trail. And I guess he's nervous because he's you can tell that he's sweating. Yeah. So he stops and he says, gosh, look at me. I'm sweating like a pig here. And he uses said handkerchief to start wiping himself off, and he's like, ah, that's better. And then he proceeds to give it to right in front of the dog, and he says, all right, get the scent, boy. The dog sniffs it. Come on, get the scent. The dog gets it, and he says, now kill!
They let go of the dog, and the dog, of course, that handkerchief is now covered with Wiggum's scent. So the dog jumps directly on Wiggum.
And you just hear him in pain, like, ow, ow. And he even says, my jugular. Like, wow.
But he's still a professional.
Yes.
So he says, any questions?
Yes, he does.
While he's being mauled by the dog.
Yeah. Got to talk to the press.
Mm-hmm.
And so we see our old friend, Professor Fink, again. And he's come up with a plan to foil the burglar, right? Mm-hmm. He's invented a house that runs away on giant feet when the burglar trips an alarm.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has a little model of it, and they show the alarm get tripped. And so the house grows these mechanical legs and starts running out of, down the street. But then it trips over itself, falls, the house bursts into flames, and then you see the little figures of the people fall out of the house on fire as well. It's
yes.
A very horrible scene. And to try and save himself,
Professor Shrink, Frink says, the real humans wouldn't burn, won't burn so fast.
That. His little tick. Oh, my goodness. I like Fink. He's
funny. He's always good for a laugh.
Yep. And so Bart's walking down the street. We cut to Bart the next day, and you see all these bars slamming shut in front of windows, right? You know, people are securing their homes. And he stops by this one house. He says, cool, high-tech security system. So he throws a pebble at the house, and two lasers just shoot it, and it turns into dust.
Yep.
And as that happens,
the house next door grows two legs and starts to run away, and halfway down the street, it trips and bursts into flame.
Oh, my goodness.
I guess Frank isn't going to make a fortune off of that.
No, he's not. Mm. And so we cut back to the house with the lasers, and all the neighborhood kids are there just throwing rocks at the house because they're all getting shot.
Mm-hmm.
And Otto's having a good time. He's like, all right, free laser air. What is it? Laserium. All the colors of the bow, man. Yeah. So
while
Otto's having a good time.
Otto's having a good time, and Jasper is walking by, And he happens to get zapped in the eyes by a laser, mm-hmm. right? And Jasper's like, oh, my cataracts are gone. I can see again. All the beauty of Nick. He gets hit again. He's like, I'm blind. Oh, well, easy come, easy go.
Oh, my goodness. Poor Jasper.
Yep. I mean, can you imagine that? Wow. You lose your sight. You regain it for a few seconds, and then you get it taken away again.
Heartbreaking.
Yes, very.
And so we cut scenes again, and now we are at the Springfield retirement home, right? And we see Abe Simpson, Grandpa Simpson. He's asleep. His door opens very slowly, and you see a shadow.
And he yells out.
Yeah, he wakes up.
He's like, oh, it's a cat burger. Please don't kill me.
And it's another man. He says, Abe, can I borrow your ointment?
And Abe goes, oh, it's you, Malloy. All right, but this time clean off the applicator.
I don't want to know.
what old people do with their ointments.
If there's an applicator and you didn't clean it off. Ugh.
Yes.
Yuck.
God.
Even Apu is scared by all this thievery going around. Because we cut to the Quickie Mart and we see a man drive up. He gets out of the car and Apu takes a shot at him with a shotgun from the roof of the building. And the man takes off. Right? And Apu shouts at him, thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Apu is turning away customers.
Yeah.
And this is how scared they are. So Homer decides to lay down some new rules for the entire family. He says, all right, these are our family security rules. Be home before dark and make sure you're not followed. Lock all the doors and windows.
Then Marge jumps in and she says, and don't take candy from strangers.
Then Homer's like, Marge, they're only human.
And so then Lisa pipes up and she says, what's the point of all these precautions? I've already lost the only thing that matters to me.
And then Homer says, oh, Lisa, stop pining for your saxophone. I'll get you another instrument.
And Lisa
I got goes, you. I'm sorry. Yeah. He says, I got you another instrument.
And she goes, what? This jug? And she blows it. And you hear the, right? The humming sound.
Uh-huh. And Homer really and likes it because he starts to giggle and cheer.
It's just two notes going back and forth. Doo, 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 doo. And yes. Homer begins to laugh and cheer, and Lisa stops playing.
And then Homer says, Lisa, never, ever stop in the middle of a hoedown.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
And then Lisa starts to cry.
Homer's like, oh, honey, I didn't realize how much that horn meant to you. Don't worry. Daddy's going to get it back. I don't know how, but I'll figure out something.
And Lisa says, thank you. Right? She's happy.
And Homer continues, you know, Lisa, music helps daddy think.
And she goes back to the joke going, boom, 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 boom. And Homer's doing that little thinker position with his hand on his chin.
But his legs are pumping up and down because he's dancing like a white guy.
He's having his own hoedown.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. That's such a funny visual.
Yes.
We need to make a meme out of that one.
I will. So then, next thing we know, we're back at reading the Springfield Shopper, right? The local newspaper. Mm-hmm. And it's asking, is nothing safe? Apparently the answer is no, because the cat burglar stole the newspaper as well. And he left his calling card in its place.
Yep. And so we cut to Flanders' house, and he's having a meeting in his rumpus room.
All right, right. Let me stop this here. Right?
Yes.
So would you say his rumpus room qualifies as a man cave?
Yes, I would say that.
But since he's Flanders, it's just a rumpus room?
It's just a rumpus room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just wanted to clarify.
I would say yes.
Okay.
And so Flanders says, welcome, neighbors. Since the police can't seem to get off their dufferoonies to do something about the burglarino, I think it's time we started our own neighborhood watch. Aroni.
And everybody starts to cheer.
And he asks, now who should lead the group?
And somebody says, you!
And so the crowd's just shouting, yay, Flanders, Flanders, Flanders. And he says, I don't have really much experience, but I'll...
And then Mo yelled, someone else!
And everyone yells again, yay, someone else, someone else, someone else.
And then Homer says, I'm someone else.
Lenny says, he's right.
And Homer's like, you don't need a thinker. We need a doer. someone who will act without considering the consequences.
And the crowd is behind her. Homer! Homer! Homer!
Barney says, I'm with you, Homer!
And of course, McAllister's there and he's like, I be with you too, matey.
And Skinner says, I'm with you, Homer.
Moe's there. You're the man, Homer.
Apu, you should do it.
And Otto says, you're the man, man.
Abe says, I'll join. I'm filled with piss and vinegar. At first, I was just filled with vinegar.
Ugh.
By the way, have you ever used an expression in class and the kids look at you like you're some moron?
Yeah.
Because they don't get the reference. Mm-hmm. Which one was yours?
I know I've done it before. Let me think. Hell in a handbasket.
Okay.
Did that before. Huh? I know there's a few.
Mine was wet blanket.
Oh, I've used that before. Wet blanket.
Yeah. And the kids were looking at me like, what? Sir, you wet the blanket? I'm like, no. A wet blanket's a party pooper. They're like, okay. And then one kid came back to me the next day. Sir, I tried using your expression and my parents looked at me like I was a moron. Did you make that up? I'm like, well, how did you use it? It's something about my mom wetting the blanket. I said, my mom, you're wetting the blanket. I'm like, no, wetting the blanket is exactly what you think it is. Being a wet blanket is something altogether different.
Yeah.
So I think a lot of these expressions are dying off, man.
Oh, in between a rock and a hard place?
Okay.
Blank stares.
What does that mean?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, yeah. Let's continue here.
So, yes, Abe pipes up and Homer has to calm down. He's like, sorry, Dad, you're too old.
And Abe goes, too old? Why, that just means I have experience. Who chased the Irish out of Springfield Village in '04? Me, that's who.
There's that Irish guy saying, and a fine job you did too.
To which Homer says, aw, Dad, you've done a lot of great things, but you're a very old man now, and old people are useless. And he goes up to Abe and he starts to tickle him. Aren't they? Aren't they? Huh? Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
And Abe's kind of laughing and then he just, stop it. That's a form of abuse.
Why would you say somebody's useless?
That's horrible.
Yeah.
Because it's Homer.
Mm-hmm. So next thing we know, we see Homer, Moe, Captain McAllister, Skinner, all checking out their own shotguns in the Simpsons house.
Yes, and Marge doesn't look too happy seeing this. She's like, I don't think the guns are a good idea.
And Homer says, Marge, we're responsible adults, and...
And then you hear, bang! And Moe goes, whoops!
And if a group of responsible adults can't handle firearms in a responsible way...
And then boom again, and it's McAllister, sorry.
and then
boom, and it's Skinner going, uh-oh. And then boom! Mo says, me again. And then, of course, finally we hear boom again, and it's Bart. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, we were talking about this.
Yes.
I find this to be maybe a borderline continuity error.
Yeah. Why is that?
Because I seriously doubt, with the military experience that Seymour Skinner has, that he would fire off a round by accident.
Accidentally discharge his weapon. Yeah.
There's no way he's going to fire off a round.
Yeah, no. Especially if it was a Green Beret.
It was a Green Beret.
Yeah, no, that's not going to happen at all. unless his mother was in there to make him nervous.
Maybe.
That would happen.
Yes. Mo, I understand. Mm. But
Barney, of course.
Yeah. So, all right. So we cut to Mo's tavern, right, the next day. And Homer and Barney are shaking hands in the back. Just are doing like a secret handshake. Yeah. Uh-huh. And Homer says, okay, we've got the secret vigilante handshake. Now we need code names. I'll be Q-Ball, Skinner can be 8-Ball, Barney will be 12-Ball, and Moe, you can be Q-Ball.
And Moe says, you're an idiot. We have two Q-Balls.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then we cut to the gun store, Herman's gun store,
mm-hmm.
Our one-armed friend.
And Herman says, so, wedding, huh? When he sees a large group of people walking in with shotguns, right? Yep. Shotgun weddings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's one I've used before.
The kids shotgun weddings.
The kids didn't know. Oh, yep. And I had to use it to have to use that to explain a political cartoon from when we took over Hawaii.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, There's another one. Mm-hmm. And so Homer answers Herman and says, no, we're forming a vigilante group.
And then Herman says, follow me, right? Mm-hmm. And then he leads them to the back outside, actually, right? Outside in the back. And we see
a bomb.
A huge ass bomb, right? Herman says, see, it's a miniature version of the A-bomb. The government built it in the 50s to drop on beatniks.
And so Homer has a little thought here, a little daydream, mm-hmm. and he sees a beatnik on the grass with a bongo. Radiant, cool, crazy nightmare, Zen, New Jersey, nowhere.
Now, the rest of the beatniks start to snap their fingers in applause.
And as they're doing that, Homer is flying over in a plane, and he yells, put this in your pipe and smoke it! And he presses the button to drop the bomb, but the bomb doesn't fall.
So we go back down, and we see the beatnik again. He's like, how now, brown bureaucrat?
Yeah, Homer's not having it. He goes, leaves the controls of the plane, and starts jumping on the bomb, and finally it dislodges, and in a tribute here to Dr. Strangelove. Mm-hmm. Homer is now riding the bomb like a horse as it's falling out of the sky.
Yelling in ecstasy, right? Yee-haw!
Yep. And then it explodes and we are back to reality. But Homer yells, take that, Maynard G. Krebs!
And of course,
We had to look this up.
We had to look this up, right? Mm-hmm. And Maynard G. Krebs is a beatnik in some obscure
TV show. It was called The Many Loves of
Dobie Gillis,
yes. And it was aired from 1959 to 1963. Looking at the photo of said character, and yeah, he looks like a beatnik.
Imagine Shaggy.
Yeah, Shaggy from Scooby-Doo. That's
but
a beatnik.
Less Shaggy.
Yes.
Right, not as hairy, but...
Not as hairy. Yeah. Now you would... Hipsters.
Yeah.
There you go. And so Herman snaps Homer back to reality and says, hey, see the sign? And it says, do not ride the bomb.
And Homer just says, sorry.
Because he is actually sitting on the bomb in real life. And so now the group, the vigilantes, they're armed and ready to go.
Suited and booted, right? They're ready to go.
Mm-hmm. And Homer's inspecting them.
And he says, okay, men, it's time to clean up this town.
And Skinner asks, meaning what exactly?
Well, you know, push people around, make ourselves feel big. It's already gone off the rails.
Yeah, it's already bad. Mm-hmm. And so Homer gets into a little sidecar motorcycle. Barney's driving. Mm-hmm. And he tells Bart to give him his megaphone. And Bart tries to warn him. What, Dad, it's not just a megaphone, Dad. It's a Rapmaster 2000.
Homer grabs it anyway. And they proceed to ride slowly down the street. And Homer is yelling out at kids, you know, get off the road, stay off the sidewalk, get off the grass, what have you. But as he's yelling,
there's a beat playing in the background.
Mm-hmm, of the Rat Master 2000.
Yes, there's a beat playing in the background as he's talking. And you even, this is a very dated joke here.
Yeah.
Because this one kid, I don't think we've ever seen that kid before, right?
No.
In the show.
Mm-mm.
He just yells out, it's Hammer!
And all of the kids start to follow and dance right behind the motorcycle as it drives down the street.
Very Pied Piper-esque.
Yes. Creating more of a nuisance, isn't he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that beat, or that nothing like that sounded like Hammer.
No.
Yeah, it was so... I don't know. That was a weird joke.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they are going on their patrols. And they see a college student playing a saxophone, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like you do for money on the street with your case open.
And Homer says, hey, you, where did you get that saxophone?
And he says, Sears?
Homer then says, get him! Because I guess he thinks
that's Lisa's saxophone.
Lisa's saxophone. So then we see another patrol, and they come across somebody who's burning leaves in his yard. Mm-hmm. In a big old 50-gallon drum, right?
Correctly.
Uh-huh. Like you should be. Mm-hmm. And then Homer, you know, they go to him. They take a puff. The guy's like smoking a cigarette. Mm-hmm. And Homer kicks down the 50-gallon drum. And he says, no burning leaves without a permit. and they all run away.
And the guy says, "I got one."
Homer's like, "Too late."
But and as that's happening, the guy has to go get his garden hose and everything because they've spread this fire all over his yard and onto his house.
Yeah, I mean the little thing of fire went up on his roof.
Yep.
Like, damn, man.
That was terrible.
That was a very, very bad thing for Homer to do there.
And then they come up on Jimbo, who's doing some graffiti. He's spray painting Carpe Diem into a wall.
You think he knows what Carpe Diem means?
Maybe, but I doubt it.
I doubt it, right? So Homer says, "You better have a good reason for doing that, boy."
Jimbo says, he actually like touches his chest and says, "Makes me feel like a big man."
Homer says, "Let me check the reason list. Yep, it's on here."
And so Jimbo then says, "Hey, you're that drunken posse. Wow, can I join you?"
"I don't know. Can you swing a sack of doorknobs?"
"Can I?"
"You're in. Here's your sack."
Yep. Then Mo jumps in and says, "But you got to supply your own knobs." Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
So did they get this idea from Full Metal Jacket?
With the soaps?
Soap inside the sock?
Yeah, probably. Something like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. I have a feeling Mo came up with that for some reason.
I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt it.
And so we cut back to Casa de Simpson. The family is having dinner, and Homer's telling them about his day. So I said to him, "Look, buddy, your car was upside down when we got here. And as for your grandma, she shouldn't have mouthed off like that." Oh, my goodness.
The power. The power is going into his head.
Already.
So Lisa says, "Dad, don't you see you're abusing your power like all vigilantes? I mean, if you're the police, who will police the police?"
And Homer goes, "I don't know. Coast Guard?" My goodness.
Which Marge comes and says, "Homer, wasn't the whole point to catch the cat burglar?"
And Lisa says, "And I still don't have my saxophone."
Homer says, "Lisa, the mob is working on getting your saxophone back. But we've expanded into a few other important areas," right? He gets his list and he starts reading it. "Literacy programs, preserving our beloved covered bridges, world domination."
And Lisa goes, "World domination?
Oh, hey, that must be a typo." And inside his head, he's like, "Mental note, the girl knows too much."
And this is a little dig here. We won't get too much into it, but there's a little dig there if you know your civil rights history.
yes. Way.
Literacy programs. Mm. Oh, my goodness. I don't know if that one would fly. We were talking about it earlier. I'm not sure that one would fly right now.
Well, if people make the connection, it wouldn't.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, boy. Mm. And so Homer is now invited to be a guest on Kent Brockman's knockoff of Dateline, right? Smart Line. Yep. And so Brockman starts the interview and he says, "Mr. Simpson, how do you respond to the charges that petty vandalism, such as graffiti, is down 80%, while heavy sack beatings are up a shocking 900%.
Homer's like, "Aw, people can come up with statistics to prove anything, Kent. 40% of people know that."
Kent says, "I see. Well, what do you say to the accusation that your group has been causing more crimes than it has been preventing?"
And Homer, he's kind of having fun, right? "Oh, Kent, I'd be lying if I said my men weren't committing crimes."
And against Kent there, he probably just, "Well, touche." Sack beatings are up.
Yep.
I love that. And then as the interview is going on, the phone rings. And Kent's like, "Well, it looks like we have our first caller. And I mean ever, because this is not a call-in show. Hello, you're on the air."
And then we hear a voice. "Hello, Kent. Hello, Homer, my arch nemesis."
And Homer just goes, "Yellow."
And then the guy goes, "You do realize who this is?"
Marge? My goodness.
Yes, Marge's voice is
very raspy.
Very low and raspy for a woman. But she's still...
very distinct also. Yes. I mean, come on.
And then the guy goes, "No, Homer, I'm not your wife. Although I do enjoy her pearls. As a matter of fact, I'm holding them right now. Listen." And he kind of clanks.
You can hear him clanking, yeah. Yeah. And Homer's like, "Why, you monster! And you have my daughter's saxophone, too!" And as he's doing that, he's going towards the camera, and he starts strangling someone off the camera.
And then Ken Brockman goes, Homer, that's our stage manager.
And Homer's like, oh, sorry. I'm a little nervous. That poor kid.
Yes, he was getting his life choked out. So the guy continues. He's like, you may be interested to know that for my next crime, I'll be pinching the pride and joy of the Springfield Museum, the world's largest cubic zirconia.
What a useless thing to have.
Exactly. To take pride in that thing?
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Wow. Maybe like as a joke, but yeah. There you go. And Homer tells him, listen, Mr. Cat Burglar, I vow to go without sleep and guard the Springfield Museum day and night for as long as it takes from now on. Unless you want to taunt me more by giving me an approximate time. No, nothing happens. Mm-hmm. Homer says, we'll be right back.
And Ken Brockman says, hey, I get to say that.
I love the way he does it, though. We'll be right back. And so we cut to the museum, and Homer is standing out there. Abe, Jasper, and Malloy go up to him, right? And Abe tells him, son, we want to help you catch that plug ugly yank.
And Homer's like, dad, the best way for you to help is to set a good example. Just stand around and don't steal anything. Mm-hmm. Of course, he turns away, then he turns back, and he notices Abe and Jasper carting stuff out of the museum, right? Mm-hmm. He goes, hey!
And Abe says, we're on our break!
So I guess it's okay to steal while you're on break.
Well, yeah, it's not on duty. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
So then we see Skinner. He says, any sign of the burglar yet?
And Homer says, he'll show.
How's that?
It's his job.
How's that?
He's a burglar.
Dun, 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 dun. We get the
Dragnet
music in the background.
Yeah.
It's a cop show from, the 60s and 70s?
Yeah, but they still showed it all the time when I was a kid still. So yeah. I saw that a lot.
Didn't they make a movie?
I'm sure. They made a modernized version of it later on.
I think so.
But yeah, I remember all the shows were still on like that. Was it like that classic Nick channel? Yeah. Nick at Night?
Nick at Night? Yeah. Is Nick at Night still around?
I don't know. But see, and I saw stuff that was before my time on that, like Mork and Mindy and stuff like that. Yeah. But I remember Dragnet. Dragnet was cool.
Yeah. I used to watch Westerns.
Yeah.
Was it Mr. Smith and Jones and stuff like that?
The Spaghetti Westerns?
Mm-hmm.
There you go. And so we see Homer looking around. He's saying, well, Mr. Cat Burglar, you'd like to get in here, wouldn't you? There's just one little problem. 36 years ago, some lady gave birth to a man named Homer J. Oh my God! Underage kids drinking beer without a permit! And he takes off.
And when he takes off, the cat burglar doesn't waste any time. And he sneaks into the museum. And he flips the alarm switch. Right?
Yeah.
To turn it off. And he ignores the do not turn off the alarm, right? Warning on it. And next thing you know, he is pinching the huge cubic zirconia.
Yes. And as he is sneaking away with it, you see Homer with three teenagers around him cheering him on to chug beer. Homer's chugging beer.
Uh-huh.
And so the next day, the newspaper comes out, the Springfield Shopper, and it says, what is it? Zirconia stolen, but with a Z, right? And it accuses Homer of being asleep on the job. And then the picture shows him passed out, surrounded by beer cans.
And Homer says, asleep at the switch? I wasn't asleep. I was drunk.
Yeah. And Bart's like, I believe you, Dad.
And if you see Bart, he looks at Homer with pride right now.
Yeah. Such a weird scene.
Mm-hmm.
And so Homer realizes, all right, we still got a job to do. So he walks out the front door and the town hates him. He's getting pelted with fruits and vegetables. And Barney's yelling at him, go home, Simpson! And Jimbo, I love this. This is like my favorite part of the episode. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. It's just funny. Jimbo walks up to him and empties a sack full of doorknobs in front of him. And he says, you let me down, man. Now I don't believe in nothing no more. I'm going to law school.
And this is bad news to Homer because he yells out, no!
Poor Jimbo.
Uh-huh. Lisa walks up. He's like, Dad, maybe this will cheer you up. And she starts to play the jug again.
Doom, 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 And Homer says, oh, this doesn't work anymore.
And then Lisa stops playing.
And Homer says, I didn't say stop. So bad.
So we open up the next scene.
Yeah.
With Homer. And he's picking fruit off of his body. Of course, he was pelted with fruit. Right? Marge realizes how much the town loved that giant cubic zirconia. And at this time, Abe walks in.
Yes, and he's yelling, let me through, let me through.
And then Lisa says, oh, Grandpa, they pelted you too?
And Abe says, no, actually, I fell down at the big boy.
I guess he got covered in food at the big boy.
Yeah, for those of you that have never been to a big boy, I've been once, mm-hmm. So has the Simpsons guy.
Yeah.
And it's glorious.
Fantabulous.
Yes, man, yes. We need to go to one. Anyway. Mm-hmm. And so Abe tells Homer, son, I've come to help you. I know who the cotton burglar is.
And Homer goes, what?
And Marge, who?
Bart's like, huh?
And Lisa goes, what? And yeah, Abe has his moment here.
And he says, well, well, well. Before I was just too old and no one wanted my help. Suddenly, look who's comes to old Grandpa. And everybody's walking away at this point. He's like, wait, where are you going? Come back, I'll tell you. Because he wants the attention, right?
Yep.
So he continues the story, right? He was right under my nose the whole time. He lives in my retirement home. His name is Malloy.
And Lisa's impression goes, wow, how'd you track him down, Grandpa?
Good question. On one of my frequent trips to the ground, because he tripped.
Yep.
He says, I noticed Malloy wore sneakers for sneaking.
Quite the clue.
Yes. My next clue came yesterday at the museum. We felt slighted by your age bashing and started home. Malloy said, I'll catch up with you.
And then we cut to the scene there, and Malloy is shooting a rope onto the roof of the building.
And he starts walking up the building, right?
Yeah, like Batman, the old school, yeah.
He says, I couldn't quite put my finger on it. There was something strange about the way he walked. Much more vertical than usual. And finally, Malloy, unlike most retired people, has the world's largest cubic zirconia on his coffee table.
There it is.
Shouldn't he have led with that?
Yeah, exactly.
Just say that and we're done? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And Homer's very happy about this. He's like, oh, Dad, I could kiss you.
And Grandpa Simpson's like, well, kiss me right here. It's the only part that still has feelings.
Yeah, he points to his cheek. Uh-huh. It's pretty funny. And so Homer walks outside, and everyone's ready to throw something at him again. But Homer says, no, I know who the burglar is. To the retirement home. And everyone cheers, and they all rush out there.
So they get there, and Skinner's like, and there she is, the world's largest cubic zirconia.
And Mo says, what an eyesore.
Homer's like, so, Mr. Malloy, it seems that the cat has been caught by the very person who was trying to catch him.
And Skinner says, how ironic.
I wouldn't call that ironic.
No, it's not ironic at all. And so, Malloy says, Homer, old chap, well done. If anyone was going to catch me, I'm glad it was you.
Then Homer's like, actually, it wasn't me. It was my dad, Grandpa.
Yeah. And Abe says, thanks, son. So you see, old people aren't so useless after all. Malloy's old and he outsmarted the lot of you. And I'm even older and I outsmarted him. He's cracking up.
Yeah, but Mo, he's had enough. He says, shut up.
And you hear Grandpa say, I've had my moment. Oh, they never let Grandpa enjoy.
No, he can never have his enjoy his victories.
Yes.
So then Malloy says, and of course, I'm happy to return all your treasured possessions. Sell them, my dear. Here's your lock of MacGyver's hair.
Yeah, and then we see Selma say, thank you, I'll add it to the ball. And she pulls out this huge basketball size monstrosity of MacGyver's hair.
Ugh. Does she follow him around or something?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Mm. And Malloy goes, and little Lisa, here's your saxophone.
And she says, thank you. And thank you, Dad. You got it back, just like you said you would.
And then Malloy continues, I sincerely regret any inconvenience I may have caused. And although I may have stolen your material goods, let me assure you that your dear town has stolen my heart.
And everybody goes, aww.
Skinner's like, oh, he's so charming.
And Barney says, let's let him go.
Then everyone yells, yeah!
But then, of course, the wet blanket, Chief Wiggum comes in and says, oh, sorry, folks. Gee, I really hate to spoil this little love-in, but Mr. Malloy broke the law. And when you break the law, you gotta go to jail.
And Quimby's like, oh, that reminds me, here's your monthly kickback.
You're just gonna pick the worst time. I love that.
Wiggum's breaking the law himself. Oh, but yeah. he gets to keep his freedom, right?
Yep.
So next thing we know, we're at the police station, right? And Homer is taunting Malloy. He's like, I caught the cat burglar. I caught the cat burglar. That means you are the cat burglar.
So he's dancing in front of the little holding cell they have there at the station. And so Malloy says, I suppose you're wondering where I hid all the millions of dollars I stole over the years.
Homer's like, shut up.
And then Williams says, no, wait a minute. Maybe we should hear him out. Where'd you hide the loot, Malloy?
And Malloy goes, it's buried right here in Springfield. Under a big T.
And Homer says, no kidding.
Wiggum's like, big T, huh?
And they're both backing away slowly. And Homer says, well, I guess I'll be going to my home now and sleep.
Wiggum's like, yeah, me too. I will also go home for sleep.
And they all just start frantically running out of the jail, right? It's Eddie, Lou, Wiggum, Homer, everyone. And Homer starts pushing people aside, yelling, there's millions of dollars underneath a big T.
And that causes the rest of the town to start a panic.
Yes. And we see all these coincidental T's all over Springfield. The Big T Building, Big T Burgers and Fries, the T Factory, and the Big T Theater. And who's playing there?
Ice tea and Booker T.
There you go. Mm-hmm. All right. Nobody finds anything. And so they go back to the jail.
And Williams like, we need more information.
And Malloy says, very well. It's buried at 4723 Maple Valley Road.
And everyone just looks at him like they don't understand what he said.
Yeah. And he just goes, oh, you take Highway 201 south for 15 minutes. You take a left.
He has to be very specific with these people, right?
Yes, and as he gives the directions, he finishes, and everybody just storms out of the jail again.
Marge hops on a motorcycle, and Homer jumps in the sidecar, and they peel out. While I can only describe as the town as being covered by chaos.
Yeah, and Barney's flying a biplane with Patty and Selma in the back of it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, he drives through the Duff billboard, of course.
We see a guy in a convertible drive through what he thought was a shallow stream, but he's getting swept out to
the river, whatever it is,
right? And he's yelling at Bart, saying, hey, kid, you tricked me, right? Yeah. And Bart just waves at him goodbye.
And then we get to Kent Brockman reporting the situation. He says, hordes of panicky people seem to be evacuating the town for some unknown reason. Professor, without knowing precisely what the danger is, would you say it's time for our viewers to crack each other's heads open and feast on the goo inside?
And the professor goes, yes. Yes, I would, Kent.
And so everybody starts arriving at the address that Malloy gave them, and it's actually a big palm tree shaped like a T.
Mm-hmm.
And so several of the men, it's Otto, and it's, I forget who else is there, but of course, Willie starts digging.
And he, not before he takes his shirt off.
And he's all ripped and jacked there in front of everybody.
Yep, you see his six pack and all his bulging muscles. Yep.
And so, finally, Otto hits something. He says, I found something. And he pulls a briefcase out of the ground.
Wiggum opens it up and he says, it's just a piece of paper.
And he says, it's mine, right? He grabs it and he reads it. Frightfully sorry, but there is no hidden treasure. I have already used this time to escape from your jail. Fondest wishes. And then he says, oh, I can't make out the signature.
He doesn't know who did this. Oh my God. So Quimby goes, keep digging. There's bound to be something. We're bound to find something.
And they do as he suggests until they're in this huge hole, right? Mm-hmm. And then Quimby just says, I guess we're not going to find anything.
And then Otto goes, how are we going to get out of here?
And Homer says, "We'll dig our way out." And you hear the shovel start going again.
And Wiggum goes, "No, dig up, stupid." I guess he was digging down still.
Yeah.
And we cut here. This is the end of this episode.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this one here?
It's solid. Mm-hmm. There's funny moments in it. All-time greats? I don't know.
No.
There is some good, scenes in it, but mm-hmm. it's solid. Solid episode.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's right there in the middle a little bit.
What did you enjoy most here?
Let's see. I liked all their guns going off. That's hilarious to me. Most funny in this episode.
Jimbo.
Man, that's probably my favorite parts of the episode with Jimbo.
I'm going to study law.
Nah, I don't believe in nothing, man.
Mm-hmm.
The sack full of doorknobs is pretty funny.
Yeah. So, on a scale of 1 to 5 donuts?
This one, I would say, I think this is the lowest I've gone in this season. It's solid. It's not great. Honestly, it's like I would usually say it's a 4, but again, we have a recycled couch yak. So, I'm going to have to give this a 3.5 donut
rating. Damn you. You stole my rating.
Aha!
I was also going to go. I also am. I'm not going to not give it a 3.5 because you took it. But, yes, I agree with you. This isn't on my, I drop everything to watch this list or anything like that. But it is entertaining.
I do like the Dr. Strangelove reference.
Yes.
Like that's really cool.
Uh-huh. I love how easily Homer's corrupted by very little petty power.
Mm-hmm.
He just world domination.
Yeah.
But also literacy programs.
Homer thinking and dancing is just super hilarious. Oh, so God, that's yes. A good, standout moment.
Uh-huh.
So again,
make sure to check out our official show Instagram
page. We're going to have to think of something with that one.
Official _Homer's_donuts without the apostrophes. Be on the lookout for a nice little meme on that.
Yeah.
We'll come up with 2 separate ones. One for me and one from El Rey himself.
There you go. We can do that. But yeah, I mean, there's charms in this episode, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And honestly, you gotta understand that the episodes in this season, a lot of them are very outstanding.
Yes.
So.
The ones that are coming up, oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
So good. So good.
Yeah, I can't compare this one to, let's say, the last episode.
No. Springfield.
Yeah. But it is
just good. Mr. Burns going crazy.
Oh, that's my priceless. Favorite. That's my favorite part priceless. Of that episode. Which was a great meme the other day, I gotta say.
Thank you.
Getting back to work.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, solid, good episode, yes. Mm-hmm. I guess we agree 3.5.
All right. So, would you like to let anybody know about anything before we leave?
I hope this isn't a pattern for a while, but we gotta make another shout out. We shouted out the great Betty White last time.
Yes.
And John Madden. We also forgot Sidney Poitier.
Sidney Poitier, yeah, that's true. The legend.
Yes. But of course, more recently than that now, too young, the great Bob Saget. What a shame.
65 years old.
Yes. The great Bob Saget. And I know he's not just Full House dad, guys. Mm-hmm. You're into stand-up, especially controversial stand-up.
That man was a genius. That man was a genius. Back before he became PG-13, PG with Full House.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's not Mr. Tanner.
No, not at all.
Doing stand-up.
Mr. Tanner wouldn't allow his kids to watch that.
No, which makes it so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so the great Bob Saget. Pretty bummed about that.
Yeah.
That's just too bad.
Well, hopefully we can avoid more bad news in the near future.
Mm-hmm.
But life goes on.
Yes.
And unfortunately, we will have more shout-outs in the future
mm-hmm.
as our heroes.
Yeah, leave us.
Leave us. Leave this earthly
plane. By the way, for our younger viewers, we are not endorsing that you go listen to Bob Saget stand-up.
No,
okay,
no.
Do not get yourself in trouble.
Yeah. You older kids, if you want to, go ahead. Don't let your little brother or little sister do it. No.
Know your audience.
Yeah, no, please don't.
But, yeah. Okay. So, we'll see you guys soon.
Yes. Remember, If you have any suggestions how we could make the show better for you, drop us a DM on our Instagram page. Make sure to give us a follow. We try to post Simpsons memes on somewhat of a consistent schedule.
Yeah, we try.
We fail sometimes, but we try to. And I'd like to think that most of them are funny.
Yeah.
I'd like to think
they're pretty good.
But if you don't find them funny, please let me know. And until next week, au revoir, suckers.